And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration said it was not involved in Israel's pre-dawn drone strike inside Iran Friday. As White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara reports, both Iran and Israel appear to be heeding calls for de-escalation, at least for now.
Israel's attack on Isfahan was expected, and the United States is likely to have known in advance.
The Biden administration understands that Israel needs to do its own version of face-saving retaliation after Iran's unprecedented and dramatic attacks.
Iran launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel on April 13th. Nearly all of Iran's drones and missiles were intercepted with the help of the United States, the UK, and Jordan, causing no loss of life and little damage. Israel's attacks on Iran also appear to be limited, with no casualties immediately reported. The back-and-forth fire further inflames a region already on edge over Israel's war against Hamas, an Iran proxy in Gaza. Biden has been unsuccessful in pushing for a ceasefire deal. Over the weekend, Hamas raised new demands, throwing talks into disarray. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
Iran's president called a recent missile and drone strike against Israel a source of pride and power for his country, saying this operation became a sign of the power of the Islamic Republic and its armed forces. It also showed the steely determination of our nation, according to Ibrahim Raisi. Late Saturday, Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles in an unprecedented attack that pushed the Middle East closer to a region-wide war. The United States vetoed a widely backed UN resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for Palestine. Resolution had faced a vote would have raised the Palestinian status from a non-member observer state to full membership. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives advanced a $95 billion legislative package Friday, providing aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific in a broad bipartisan vote, overcoming hardline Republican opposition that had held it up for months. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman with more.
Friday's procedural vote passed with more support from Democrats than from Republicans, who hold a razor-thin majority in the chamber. The package is similar to one that passed the Democratic-controlled Senate in February, but the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, held off on it for months in the face of fierce opposition from a small but vocal segment of his own party. Republican lawmakers such as Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie of the House Freedom Caucus objected to advancing the aid package.
I'm concerned that the Speaker's cut a deal with the Democrats to fund foreign wars rather than to secure our border.
The House is expected to vote on the measure on Saturday, after which it will return to the Senate, and is expected to move from there to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk and be signed into law.
Lawyers in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial on Thursday selected 12 jurors in a case stemming from a hush money payment to an adult star, Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer.
Lawyers for the defense and the prosecution must still select alternate jurors for the trial, the first ever in which a former U.S. president is the defendant. Judge Juan Merchan said opening statements could take place as early as Monday. Trump's outsized public presence created unique problems during the jury selection process. Roughly half of the nearly 200 jurors screened in heavily Democratic Manhattan were dismissed after saying they could not assess the evidence impartially. Trump's criticism of witnesses, prosecutors, the judge, and their relatives in this case prompted Merchan to expand an existing gag order earlier this month. However, an indignant Trump continued to rail against the trial as he left court for the day on Thursday, calling it, quote, very unfair, and displaying a stack of news reports he said agreed with him.
Pakistani authorities say that a suicide bomber that targeted a van carrying five Japanese nationals in the port city of Karachi killed one Pakistani bystander. The Japanese workers narrowly escaped the blast on Friday, but were all safe. Three bystanders were wounded, and one of them later died. The local police chief says the van was heading to an industrial area where the Japanese nationals worked. The Biden administration says it has sent about 50 Haitians back to their country, marking its first deportation flight in months to the Caribbean nation struggling under surging gang violence. Authorities did not offer details of the flight beyond how many deported Haitians were aboard. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.